systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2010. I'm Matt. What's up?
And I'm Danny.
What's up?
What's up?
Episode 395. What's up, bitches? The Wednesday night show, hump day. Go hump something if you haven't been humped already.
All right.
Thejamhole.com/live. Check it out. Broadcasting from our new home over at justin.tv. A little story behind that.
Well, let's elaborate on that story.
Huh?
Let's elaborate on that story.
I'm gonna, you know?
All right.
I'm gonna. I promised myself I wouldn't, but fuck that. Fuck myself.
Let's do that.
Fuck yeah. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say hi. Say what's up if you'd like. All phone lines are open. And thejamhole.com/donate. If you don't want to see ads in our live show anymore, I believe it's $10 a month. So how about you pay for that? You pay for something for once, instead of me paying for it. You do
Sounds
that.
Sounds good.
We'll hook it up. We won't have ads anymore. Sounds good? Sounds great. So, you guys know every Tuesday, Saturday, we do another podcast called The Hot Box, all about weed. And we're doing everything like we normally do it, getting blazed, smoking, and getting everything ready for the show, and playing music like we always do and have been since we've been on Ustream. We were playing music since before that. When we were on live video, we used to play music.
Yep.
No problems.
And every other show on there, like any other podcast, usually plays music before and after their show.
Yep.
And some podcasts are strictly music.
Yep. And I can guarantee that it's not pod safe music they're playing.
Yeah, I know.
So we've been on Ustream for the better part of like 200 episodes. And, you know, we put up with their bullshit, their lag, their problems, having a moderated chat until you get the bot in and then you can choose to unmoderate it. And, you know, that's fine. We'll deal with that. And the call is working. You're an idiot if you can't use it. I'm sorry. 406-204-4687. It is working. I promise.
You promise?
So, we've been on there forever. We got good viewers. We got great viewer hours. I mean, fuck. After Monday's Jam Hole show, me and Sean rocked a live hip-hop performance for like an hour, just, you know, racking up broadcast hours, hanging out with you guys, having fun. People that didn't even like hip-hop were digging that. We fucking rocked that e-crowd. We rocked it proper.
Well, that's awesome.
It was great. So.
Good.
And then we go to start the hot box, and all of a sudden this thing comes up, and it says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Your account has been banned for copyright infringement." And I'm like, the fuck?
Wow.
The fuck? For real? And I was like, no way.
That's fucking weird, though.
No email, no warning, nothing. Just straight up, boom, banned.
Fuck
done.
You.
All
You're
three
done.
Of your shows.
Gone.
Gone. So.
Now, I wonder if they did that with a whole bunch of other ones, too, because they had to have. If they did,
I don't know. They fucking better.
It took how long for them to get honest about that?
I will start reporting shows just to be a dick.
I bet you somebody had to have reported us.
Who?
I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
People on the internet are douchebags, I've come to learn, okay?
Really?
A lot of them are.
That's...
Especially if they have a grudge against you.
I guess, but I don't know. That seems like a lot of trouble to go to. Honestly, I think it's an automated process.
You are the most hated podcaster.
Thank you. I've worked very hard to get
that
crown.
Well, you have it. And
well, thank you. I'm glad to see all of my hard work has finally paid off.
Well, there are some people online that probably do not like you or myself.
But would they go through
us?
I honestly, I think it's automated.
It could
it's
be
like what YouTube does.
They just revamped their whole site, so
right.
Maybe.
And they do this digital fingerprint thing of copyrighted music, and I think that that's what triggered something somehow. But
I guess.
Know.
No idea, dude. I just think it's retarded because there's so many other podcasts out there that do that.
Yeah, like you better do it all then. Do it all.
Yeah,
or I will go. I will listen. I will take a whole weekend and listen to every fucking show on Ustream, and I will report every one just to hold up my title of most hated dick on the internet. I'll do it.
You'll do
it.
I don't care.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I went to fucking, I fucking fucked around trying to make another account, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, it's banned by IP, I don't care. Went to Justin TV, MacGrubered some shit together, got a standing applause, ovation in the chat, because who would have done that? What other show would have taken the time to figure out a new thing, and then to re-embed
it? I don't get it, fuck this, I'll do it later.
Because most hosts of other shows just don't know, you know, their USB port from their asshole. So they would have had to call, like, somebody's brother and be like, please help me. We got banned from you. I don't know what to do now, man.
Burn.
No, I figured that shit out. And now look, it's all good. Except for apparently Skype not working. 1-406-204-4687.
Try that.
I don't fucking know. Skype the jam hole. Here,
all
let's,
lowercase.
Are you trying to call Mike? I'm going to call. Let's call Mike.
Let's see if this works.
Calling you. Maybe.
Is it not? It's not even ringing.
Hey, your shit work.
Hey, it's working now. What's up, sucker?
Hey, your shit work.
It's working now. What's up, sucker?
Oh, okay, thank you.
I
want to listen to my feed. Thank you.
Yeah, not good.
What did you think of this call? Well, Skype, I gotta say, it's not the best call we've had. But,
Nah. It was alright.
Anyway.
At least it works.
That's right. See? It works. User error.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's that. We're now broadcasting the new Jamhole TV there, thejamhole.com/live, like I said, from justin.tv. And sorry if you don't like the music we play at the beginning of the show. We're running out of places to broadcast from. I know of like one or two more sites that if we get kicked here, we can go to.
And
but
then we're
after
just
going
to have to make our own.
Yeah, right. That's going to happen. I'm going to pay a bunch of money for a Flash Media server.
Right.
Or not. But what we'll have to do is go back to the old fucking Shoutcast server that we did here. We made a Winamp Shoutcast server, which is audio only.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else to do. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, it works now.
Hey, you figured it out. What happened?
Hey.
What did you do to fix it?
Wow.
I got technology things going on. I finally figured out how to use Skype over the whole podcast system that you do there with the whole. I don't think people realize how complicated that is.
I don't think they do. I don't think people realize how complicated it is to make a podcast, let alone make one that sounds this good. It's a lot of work.
Plus, how people don't realize how hard it is to be a successful podcast, because you know how hard it is to subscribe to a podcast.
Oh, I know. You gotta like
that thing.
You gotta click a button and then like click another. That's fucking
God.
Tough, man.
It's tiring.
I know.
And you have to be able to get on the internet, which is, let me tell you, a hassle right there.
Oh, forget about that, man. That's like rush hour traffic. Fuck.
I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your little clown chat, which is pretty interesting with the little big buttons that are super sized for everyone.
Hey. That's Justin.tv. Congratulate them. You can thank me for figuring it out, but they did that. Looks cute.
Jesus.
Well, it's good, because I'm getting older, and it's good to see the big buttons, you know? It's hard to see little tiny ones.
It's like the jitterbug for chat.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Oh, it's so nice.
And if you have your account linked to your Facebook account, there's a little picture there. I see a little picture of Mike right next to Mike. How about that?
Totally do.
I'm glad you said that because I'm very narcissistic, so I like to see my little picture every time I say something.
Oh, I know it, man. I know it. I actually have your little picture set as the picture of every single contact in my phone.
Wow.
You look good, man. You look good. Awesome.
I love to see my full name, which is just so great for privacy.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. Privacy is dead, my friend. I don't know if you know this or not, but privacy died about a year ago.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's
actually
right
on your chat.
Exactly. So, all right. Well,
congrats, guys. Thanks for your help, buddy. By the way, with the video stuff.
Hey,
with
of course.
The insider podcasting stuff.
Not only am I the biggest dick in the podcast world, but I'm also one of the smartest. So I will help you. I will be a dick about it, but I will help you. I will help you in a dickish manner. Because, you know, I got to fulfill both titles. All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Holla back. Mike Boudet, everyone. He's got a new podcast. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me.
Neither can I.
He'll post it in the chat, though.
He probably will.
So, but yeah, you know, you gotta, when people know you as such, you have to represent as such.
Because you really are a nice guy, all deep down.
Hey, whoa.
But
I don't want
for
that
everyone
getting out
else,
there.
You
hey.
Have to, you know.
I'm going to have to edit that out now. I can't have that getting out there. I am not. She just lied. I am not a nice guy. I am a dick. And everything I say on the internet is serious.
Yeah.
I want reporters to talk to your parents. I am so serious.
Jesus Christ.
You got beef? My whole crew got beef. I will rap battle you. I will get Sean to rap battle you.
Because he's better at it?
Exactly. I will sit down and write a well-thought-out rap battle, and then I'll just let Sean just go off the dome.
So anyway, how are you, dude? You're
I'm
all
thrilled.
Fidgety and agitated today.
I'm
what's,
thriller.
What's going on, bro?
Michael Jackson,
huh?
Thriller.
What's going on? What's going on, buddy? What's wrong?
Everything.
What's wrong?
Life.
I'm here for you, honey.
Shut up.
You can talk to me, sweetheart.
You know what's awesome? I went
what?
To Libby today, and on my way there, there's this big sign on the way to Libby, like out in the middle of fucking nowhere, that just says "Impeach Obama."
Oh God! Awesome.
I was like, "Wow, these are the people that are gonna like assassinate Obama." Like the people that live up in them hills, up in those sticks, they don't fuck around.
Well,
for one, they
no.
don't like black people.
No,
you know that's true.
Yeah.
And then to like put that out, I don't know. That just seemed weird. Like I get impeached.
Was it like
Bush
a professional made poster? Or was
it was
like
a nice
painted
wooden sign. Like someone paid for that shit. You
damn.
Know. But like I understand the whole impeach Bush thing because he really was like fucking shit up. But like
yeah.
I don't know. Has Obama really done anything worth impeaching him for? Like
not really.
He hasn't really done anything great, but he hasn't fucked up a bunch of shit like Bush did. But
he
I don't
hasn't
know.
Really done a whole lot of anything, in all honesty.
I should have knocked on the door and asked for a reason why. It just said...
Be like, hey, what's your reasoning?
What? Because we don't like niggers. Oh,
well, if I
fair
don't
enough.
Understand
fair
you,
enough.
You're going to have to talk somewhere else.
Yeah, right? We're being watched here. Black helicopters. I don't like them neither because they're black. We got to get out of here.
Had I had heard it.
Just, like, crazy people live up there, though. And, like, that's that whole mindset up there that, you know, they want things delivered to them, but they don't want to be found, so they don't have addresses or numbers on anything. So, but then you're all, like, nervous knocking on doors because you know what kind of people they are. They come out with a fucking shotgun cocked.
Well, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm just delivering, man. It's cool.
I brought
and, hey,
your water.
Whenever I'm walking around up there, I just yell out, fuck Obama. And they think I'm one of them. It's
they're
cool.
Like, woo, and you're like,
you had heard of, you got your cousins left, I can fuck,
oh, wow.
But then on the way back from Libby, I have a license plate number, 56-13718, it's a blue Ford.
Okay.
If you're looking for the truck that totally just ran into a bunch of those construction drums.
Oh, God.
That's the guy that did it. You know how I know that?
How?
Because I was right fucking in back of him when he did it.
Nice.
It was so awesome. Bunch of construction, but and not even like the little cones. Like, I'm talking those
big
drums, right? I'm like in back of this guy, and I start watching him kind of drift, And I'm like, no way. He's totally going to hit. No way. Boom! Just fucking racked it, dude. It shoots out and, like, goes into the oncoming traffic. Cars are, like, swerving and shit.
Wow.
And he just keeps driving like nothing fucking happened.
Like, eh, fuck yeah.
It was so awesome because we were doing, like, 60. And he just fucking nailed it, dude.
Like, what time of day was it?
Daytime. On my way back from Libby, dude. It was, like, 3 o'clock.
Wonder if he was drunk.
He was old. I saw him because he turned off one of them side hick roads with the impeach Obama fucking signs on it.
Nice.
It was so awesome to watch, though. It was like slow motion. I was like, I saw it. I was like, he's totally going to hit. No way.
No,
he's totally,
don't. Oh yeah.
And then so I like sped up and got like right on his ass. And I'm just like laughing, hanging out of the window, just cracking the fuck up. And I see it, he turns, and I see it's just this total old guy, just oblivious. He probably didn't even know that he did that.
He's like, oh, whatever.
It's cool. I'm fine.
It's probably a cat.
I don't understand. I saw a sign today. Said, real men love Jesus.
No, they don't.
Am I not a real man, honey? Because I don't love Jesus. Am I not a man? That really bugged me today. I saw that and I was like, well, I'm a man. I got a dick. I fuck sometimes. Come on. What does that make you a real man? Really? Real men love Jesus?
No.
I don't know.
That's not the truth.
So I am a real man?
You are a real man.
Okay.
For the most part.
Suck on that, Jesus. Boom. I am a real man.
Am I a real woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Do you love Jesus?
No.
Hmm. I don't know. The sign was very
about that.
It was very convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do real women love Jesus?
I had to like pull over and look and make sure my dick was still there. I was like, yeah, still a man.
Do real women love Jesus?
I think they do. I don't know. I've only ever seen the. Is that weird that there's only a sticker that says real men love Jesus? Do they just assume that all women love Jesus?
I have no
idea.
To
begin with?
Not a clue, dude. Hmm. But I consider myself
it's always
a real
like,
woman.
Yeah?
So.
A natural woman.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
No. That was a joke.
I saw. You don't really see those that much, though. It's. I don't know.
What?
Those stickers like that.
The Jesus freak ones?
Yeah, but when you do see them, like, it's always like. Just like a man's man, you know, all grizzly and shit, like buff, like real men love Jesus.
Like what is like, the bikers for Christ?
Yeah, it's those kind of people, right? It's like real men go to church and sing "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine."
Right,
right.
These fucking big burly redneck dudes in their fucking flannels with Copenhagen rings in their back pockets and shit, and cowboy hats, all like
we're real men
singing fucking Christian.
No, you're
shit.
Not.
No.
There's nothing real
That's
about
gay.
Your manhood.
That is gay.
That's gay. You're real gay, man.
Yes, let's all hold hands and sing songs to some dude that's wearing a dress.
I love your adult fairy tale. Hey, real men listen to adult fairy tales.
Mike says real men sing YMCA.
He's got a point there.
He does have a point.
Those were some men. Those were some real.
Yeah, all real manly men.
Well, you know what real men do?
What?
If you were at church and you got sexually abused by an old-ass real man who loves Jesus almost as much as he loves fucking little kid butt, what would you do?
Who am I?
You're the little kid butt that got
How
fondled.
How old of a little kid butt
17
am I?
Now.
Okay, that would definitely be an ass-whooping for the old preacher man.
Finally, right?
Right.
We always hear about all these stories about these priests, like, fucking these little kids and getting away with it.
Dude, all you have to do is touch me on the shoulder and, whoa!
Well,
I'm not being baptized.
Out.
Don't touch me like that.
Today?
What?
The altar boys brought home a point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened? Did
they
fucking take it to him?
They took it to him,
bro.
Proper. A young lodger killed an elderly vicar in his home before chopping up his body because he claimed he had been sexually abused.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, and that's what you get.
Good job.
And let me make an example. I'm going to chop up his body and take a big old piss all over it. And the next priest that puts his little fake priest cock in a little boy butt, this is you. Me and my gang of ex-altar boy special ops, we're gonna fucking kill you. We're gonna cut off your dick and shove it down your throat.
Good job.
Former church server Christopher Hunsett allegedly drowned 81-year-old Reverend Ronald Glazebrook in his bath and then dismembered his body. Together with a friend, Jason Groves, Hunsett, then age 17, went on to scatter the retired vicar's body parts at woodland spots across East Sussex. That is so fucking awesome. And there's a picture here. I'll put this in the chat for the live listeners, but look... Where's my window? Look at the priest. Total pedo. Total peed.
Let's see.
At his eyes. Total peed. He's got peed in his eyes.
I'm pulling it up.
Lewis
right
Crown
now.
Court heard that Hunsett later repeatedly lied to Mr. Glazebrook's family and the police, but confided in Groves that he had drowned the vicar. Jurors
total
were told.
Pedo.
Total peed, right?
Total pedo.
He's
man.
Got peed in his eyes, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that a mile away. Jurors were told that the vicar was...
Come here, little boy.
He was, quote, an active, independent spirit who helped many people with their problems, as was regularly seen walking his dog. If by helped many people with their problems you mean fucked lots of little kids in their assholes, then sure. He helped a ton of people with their problems. The clergyman offered Hunsett lodgings at his ground floor flat, of course. Be wary of a priest... who offers you a place to stay at his house. That's just, you know something's not cool. Unless you're a chick, then, you know, take full advantage. But maybe more times than not, it's, you're going to get fucked. You're going to get effed in the A by the C.
Of course.
By the Holy C.
Of course.
By the Holy Trinity.
Well, yeah.
I guess the kid had trouble with his parents, so he's like, oh, come confide in me, sonny, and we'll have sex. I mean, we'll read the Bible.
Yes.
Hunsett was given a free run of the flat, which had internet access, as well as use of the vicar's boat. He was paying you. He was like, yeah, you can do anything you want here. Just, you know, you give me our nights, and you do whatever you want. I have a boat. Did I mention that? I have a boat. You want to go out on my boat whenever you want? You take one for the team. You're going to take... All right, I'm being facetious. You're going to take more than one. But, you know, it'll be worth it. Because I have a boat. You're a kid. Kids love boats, right? Prosecutor said the arrangement broke down, with Hunsett allegedly physically abusing Mr. Glazebrook, force-feeding him, and removing light bulbs around the property. Opening the case, Mr. Katz told jurors, quote, there is evidence that the relationship between the deceased and the defendant had deteriorated to the extent that the priest wanted the defendant out of his house, and the defendant knew that. Mr. Katz said Hunsett was introducing a wholly unlikely story at his retrial. Any suggestion of sexual abuse was never raised at the original trial. Maybe he was saving it. Maybe it didn't matter because he killed the guy. Case closed. Now he was going to say he was sexually abused by the Reverend, and the death arose out of an occasion where he was being sexually abused. Mr. Katz later added, quote, the prosecution say that if he did what he told Jason Groves, the motive for doing it is irrelevant. Sexual abuse may be a motive for murder, but it is not a defense. Yeah, it is. Especially in these cases, because you know it happens. You know he's not making that shit up. You know it fucking happens. That's the price you pay. If you're going to be a priest and you're going to fuck little boy butt, there is a risk that goes along with that, that one of these days, one of those little boys is going to grow the fuck up and kill you and cut off your dick and jam it down your
throat. I think it's about time.
Right. This needs to happen more. You know what? If this happened more, it would never happen.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any more pedo priests.
They wouldn't do it. They'd be fucking scared.
Like, you know what? I shouldn't do this because this kid's going to grow up and I'm going to be old by the time he grows
exactly.
up. And he's going to kick my ever-loving ass.
And you know what's going to happen? They're going to go back to having sex with all the church retards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what'll happen because, you know, they're not going to grow up. I mean, they will, but not, you know. You tell them it's a game, they think it's a game. Done and done.
Done and done.
They're not going to, like, question that.
It's hide and seek for my penis.
I like hide and seek. Yeah. But yeah, dude, if that shit... I think this is great. If that happened more, they would be so scared, they wouldn't do it anymore. Problem solved, right? Make an example. So, I think that's great. What do you think?
I think it's fucking awesome.
I think that needs to happen more.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. The guy, I'm glad, dude. I wonder how long he had been abused for, because if he's 17...
I'm sure a while.
And he went ape shit on this dude.
He's 26 now, so this happened almost 10 years ago. It's finally going to court. His case will be that on the evening of his death, he was merely fending off a sexual advance by the Reverend and struck him, causing him to fall into the bath. He added that the fact Hunnicent had admitted disposing of the vicar's body parts points to him having murdered him. Well, you don't want the body parts just laying around all willy-nilly, right?
Well, so, of course not.
Duh.
Duh.
I mean, what are you going to do? Just leave him there? No, you're going to fucking clean him up.
Well, yeah, you don't want a mess.
The two guys were arrested on May 5th of 01 about the then-missing Reverend Glazebrook, and bloodstains were found in his car and on his boat. Both lied to the cops, claimed to know nothing about his disappearance, but days later, after they had been bailed, body parts were found in woods behind Summerfield Sports Center. Both boys were arrested, and in an interview, Groves admitted his part in the disposal of the body parts. So, yeah, then they found him. They were also interviewed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, let this be a lesson to you, priests.
So,
your days of fucking little boy butt are over.
I see that they arrested the kid. Now, I wonder if they're going to, like, hold that against him and, like, put him in jail and shit or, like, put
him in prison. Sure. Because they're acting like it was a fantasy and that never happened. And I don't know. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, yeah, he diddled a boy butt.
Well, if the guy was an altar boy, I bet you he had been doing that for quite some time, and he had been being abused for quite some time, and he finally fucking got his breaking point and went nuts. And you know what? In those circumstances, yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to fucking say, all right, he murdered somebody, a murder's a murder, you're going to go to prison and get ass raped for the rest of your life.
Exactly. No. I'll just kill you then. Dude, anybody rapes ass here, you're getting killed. That's all.
It's
unnecessary. Get
dude,
a blow up doll. It's unnecessary.
And it's that guy's fault for driving him nuts anyway.
Right?
So I don't see the problem.
If you wouldn't have fucked his little boy butt, he wouldn't have killed you.
That is true.
Right?
That is very true.
Okay. Moving on. This is kind of awesome. This was sent to us by Berger. Chandler, Arizona. Stop me if you've heard this before. A Chandler father has been charged with child abuse after police say he put his infant son in a freezer.
Sounds good.
I just need you to chill here for a minute. according to Detective Frank Mendoza, Chance Crikey, told police that he was high on methamphetamine when he placed his 7-month-old son
in the freezer. Nice.
Crikey said he went to the kitchen to make himself some food while he held his son in his arms. Wait, meth addicts don't eat? That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's
you're lying,
weird.
Sir. While preparing his
maybe
food,
maybe he was coming down.
That
you
could
never
be.
Know.
While preparing his food, he placed his 7-month-old son,
in the freezer.
On the bottom shelf of the freezer and closed the door. After about a minute or two, he heard his son crying, so he opened the door and placed him on the floor, which is much better.
Right.
Mendoza said the boy had a cut on his forehead, possibly from the freezer door closing on him. Crocky told police that he puts his son in the freezer because the kitchen floor was too dirty to place him on. Hey, here's an idea. Clean your floor.
Right?
No, it's cool. I'll just keep putting him in the freezer instead. Okay. Hey, your kid, not mine, meth addict.
Hey, keep
cool.
doing shit like that.
It's
it gives
cool.
me something to laugh at.
Hey,
so.
Pretty soon you won't have a kid.
Done
you're all freezer
done.
Burned and shit.
Well, you put the kid in the freezer. That's pretty cool.
Crikey was
that's
arrested
great.
For child abuse, 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and 1 count of animal cruelty. Because his kid was a fucking animal, right?
And Berger says, I saw meth heads clean their house. Their house was all nasty.
Only if there's meth on the carpet.
Well, no, dude. Like, when I was doing coke and stuff, I would clean the fuck out of everything. Like, you would get bored. If you're there by yourself and you're high, oh, yeah, you clean something. You're cleaning or you're working on something.
Yeah.
You're doing something. That's all there is to it.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty great. He should have left the kid in the freezer. It'd more meth. Amusing if, like, cops got there and they were like, oh, he was on meth, got high, put his kid in the freezer, forgot.
Oops.
And walked away and
more meth
left.
Addicts should have kids.
Yes, please.
I'm all for that.
Absolutely.
So then there's a little follow-up here. This is the five methiest things about the apartment of the guy who put
methiest.
His baby in the freezer. Yeah, methiest.
Methiest things.
It says, by now you've probably heard about Chance and Leanne Cracky. They are a Cracky. Fucking pair, let me tell you. The Chandler couple, whose seven-month-old son is believed to have been placed in the freezer, of course.
Yeah.
Turns out the couple's other kid, a 19-month, somehow ingested a screw.
Okay.
After hearing about the condition of Cracky's apartment, we actually gave Chance Cracky a little credit for, in his admittedly methed-up state, having the wherewithal to not place the baby on the disgusting floor while he prepared his meal. Turns out we can't even credit him with that. According to court documents obtained after hearing the baby crying, right, he took him out and then put him on the floor. Which, there goes your whole defense. You're like, I put him in the freezer because the floor was dirty. Well, you just took him out of the freezer and put him on the floor. So, I don't understand.
Like, what the fuck?
You know? I mean, you can't follow the logical reasoning of someone high on meth, but
no,
you can try.
You cannot. You just can't.
All right, so the five methiest things about this guy's apartment. Number five.
All right.
Hundreds of cockroaches.
Oh, okay.
Nothing gives
that's
the...
That's not really methy, okay?
That's very methy.
No, I've seen
yeah,
that in
that's methy.
Not methy people's
that's for sure
houses.
Methy, dude.
Are they German cockroaches? Because you know what? That's actually kind of normal if you're down south.
Nothing gives the impression of genuine meth-related filth than cockroaches. According to the court docs, there were cockroaches in the hundreds in the Cracky's apartment, most of which were located in the kitchen where Cracky put the baby on the floor. All right. Number four, a rusty razor blade. Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Nothing screams drug use like the presence of a razor blade on a coffee table in a disgusting apartment occupied by admitted meth addicts. And the rustier, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's just an indication as to the level of commitment the user of the razor has to his or her drug of choice. The thinking being, why buy new razor blades to chop up meth when you could spend that money on more meth?
Duh! Yay!
Fucking brilliant! God, we should start giving meth to all of our rocket scientists.
Yes.
We would be to Mars by now. I'm telling
of
you.
Of course.
I'm telling you. It's all about the meth.
Duh.
The rusty razor blade found in the Crocky's home was on an end table in reach of both children, of course.
Yay.
Number three. Urine and feces. Everywhere.
That's pretty messy.
In the depths of the meth binge, why bother hitting up a toilet when there's a perfectly good floor right at your disposal?
Duh.
Police found both urine and feces on the floor in the Cracky's house. They haven't determined whether it was from a human or whether it was from the couple's dog, which raises the question, when it's apparent you can barely take care of yourself, why bring an animal into the situation? Why bring
a child
into, you know, like... You're not even taking care of yourself. How are... Oh, my God. I
yeah.
love humans. You guys,
I
high
do
five.
Too.
Human high
five.
Everyone, five. Human high five.
Right there.
Put them up. Human high five.
Done and done. Wow.
That is amazing. Number two. A broken glass entertainment center that shattered when homeowner kicked his dog into it. Of
kicked
course.
Kicked his dog.
Of course. Broken glass is a must in the home of any true meth head, and it was in abundance at the home of the Crackies. Most notably, a glass entertainment center that was broken when Chance Cracky admittedly kicked his dog into it.
Why would you admit that?
Because you're on meth?
I guess so.
The broken glass was well within reach of both of the children, of course. And number one, what do you think number one is?
Not a clue.
The most methiest thing... in this house. What is it?
The bathroom?
The meth, obviously. Ooh, meth.
Okay.
You can't have a filthy, depraved meth den without the meth, duh. Cops found two glass pipes on which there was meth residue. The pipes, shockingly, were not within reach of the pair's two children. The one thing out of reach of your little fucking chitlins. Your meth pipe.
Duh.
Of course. Don't be getting into my shit.
You can't have that.
That's mine. Getting into my shit. Shit. Motherfucker, that's my shit. Shit.
Duh.
Shit. Motherfuck shit. That's my shit.
Oh, Burger says that he can make our cameras full screen. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. I was messing around with that. They look all right, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not all effed up?
No.
No?
Pretty.
Not all pixelated and
shit? The Flash media encoder, say what you want about Flash. It is a pile of crap. But the Flash media encoder actually works really well for video.
Huh.
And we're not using... what was the old codec? What's the VP6? We're not using the VP6 codec anymore. We're using the H.264. So, what that means is when HTML5 is ready to rock and roll, and all of these phones support it, you'll be able to get the video nicely on your phone because it's a codec that it will support.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet shit.
The Flash is just a wrapper. The video itself isn't Flash. The Flash is the video player. The video itself is all good. So
nice.
Meth. Love it.
Ooh, meth.
Yeah. The pipes were safely stored on the top shelf in the closet of the Cracky's master bedroom. Kitty!
She was fucking with me first.
Pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Some of the more disgusting trinkets found in the couple's home, which didn't make the list because it's... more just trashy than it is methy. A collection of several open bottles of chewing tobacco spit that littered the apartment, of course. The bottles, Leanne Cracky admitted to the police,
Cracky,
were hers, not her husband's. And also, in reach of the kids.
Of course!
That's classy. That's a classy lady you've got there. Those are mine.
Ding! Ting!
That's so disgusting. Have you ever dated somebody that chewed? That is the most disgusting thing. I never have, and I couldn't. No matter how hot she was, I couldn't
maybe
do it.
Well, I think they chewed, but it was the pouches. Like, those aren't so bad.
That's so gross.
I use those on planes.
That's so gross.
Just pouches, though. It doesn't get in your teeth or anything.
It doesn't matter. The whole idea, that's so foul. Ugh. Just go suck on a cigarette, then. What's the difference? It's tobacco.
Well,
that's so gross, dude.
I don't know. It tastes different. It's better. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
So, yeah, there you go. Methy things in a methy household, filthy with trash, dismantled electronics, sharp objects, and alcohol, all within reach of the chitlins. Amazing.
Good job, people.
And just think, anyone can have kids these days, and they are. Anyone,
yes,
and
yes,
everyone
they are
with a functioning vagina is having kids.
I just think it's so funny that people have to go through rigorous, I mean, fucking intense screening and paperwork and approval and all this scrutinizing and shit to adopt a child.
Yeah, right.
But to have a child on your own, it's like, oh, you're pregnant. Yay, let's go pop out that twat turd and send it home with ya. You know, like no background
check.
But
you know what?
Nothing.
The more people that have kids, the more kids there are to get sexually assaulted in Walmart bathrooms. That's right. I said it. A Springdale sex offender is charged with raping a 3-year-old girl while she shopped with her family at a Fayetteville Walmart.
God.
Keep having kids so they can get fucked by weird, creepy fucks like this.
Please.
Good, guys. You're keeping them in business. You're giving birth to candy and sex toys. How does that feel?
Yay.
Keep doing it. Go ahead. Today, he's behind bars and local cops are urging parents, stop having kids, for fuck's sake. If you take away their children, who are they going to fuck anymore? Adults. They'll have to fuck adults. Problem solved. No, they're urging parents to keep their children safe. Because, you know, you need to tell parents that. Hey, you know those kids that are yours? You should keep them safe, you know? Police say a registered sex offender, RSO, from another state, was in the process of being registered in Arkansas. He'd had it. When he allegedly kidnapped a 3-year-old girl from a Fayette Walmart, of course, took her to the bathroom and got down to business. And when I say got down to business, I mean he raped the fucking shit out of her.
You know, I had a I worked at Walmart, I actually had a boss who was from Arkansas, and he'd say, it was a stupid joke, he was like, you know, Arkansas is the only state mentioned in the Bible. I'm like, what?
What?
He's like, Noah looked out the ark and saw.
Ah!
I know.
Hold on, let me reiterate
shoot
that.
Myself.
I would have punched him in the face and left. Right in the throat.
I actually designed him a tattoo also that he got.
Was it
put
an
on his
arc?
Calf.
Oh, please tell me it was an
No, it was a big letter A with like some cool shit around it.
For
his name.
Ark?
No. Oh. No.
Asshole.
Yes. Thank you.
So, yeah, nice job, Arkansas. Police say 25-year-old Brandon Wayne Hudson of Springdale was arrested back in 07 in another state for attempted child molestation. Now he faces rape and kidnapping charges in connection to the assault of a 3-year-old girl.
The assault.
Police say the mother of the girl told them she lost track of her child while shopping in a toy section at Walmart on Friday. How do you lose? Really? Does that, do you, if you're any kind of a parent, does that happen?
No.
Oops. Where did my kids go?
Oh, God.
I just had 5 of them here, and now they're all gone.
You know, if you have a small child, and all of a sudden it's really quiet, you lost your kid. Little kids don't really shut up. Mommy, can I have this? Mommy, can I have that? Mommy, look at this. Mommy, look at that.
If you are any kind of a parent, though, you fucking know. You have a sixth sense, and you know where your kids are.
You know as soon as your child veers their eyesight.
Yeah, dude. You fucking know. It's these kids that are parents, you know.
Maybe the
that
mom
don't know
was
what the
on
fuck
meth.
To do. Maybe she was in on it. Maybe she was selling her little 3-year-old daughter for some meth to go buy meth. I'll sell you this 3-year-old for $20 right now. She'll meet you in the bathroom in 5, 4, 3. police say the woman told them her daughter ran back and found her about 10 minutes later. She said a man carried her into a bathroom and raped her. Right. It's a very articulate 3-year-old. Walmart video surveillance revealed a white male carrying the child into a bathroom. 5 minutes later, the video showed the girl exit the bathroom with the man right behind her. Meh.
Yay.
5 minutes, huh?
Was the little girl bleeding from everywhere?
Probably.
And
5 crying.
Minutes.
Fuck, dude.
The little girl walks out. How is she 3 years old, got raped, and walks out of the bathroom?
Yeah. Like I said, maybe she is a whore. Maybe she was the prostitute. You don't know. Maybe it wasn't rape. Maybe this was prostitution. In and out.
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying.
Dude.
You don't know. It's Arkansas, man.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. It's fucked up that parents pimp their little kids out like that.
No, it's kind of fucked up that she's able to walk and, like. I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
like,
that
a
is pretty fucked up.
A 3-year-old that just got raped by a full-grown man should be running out of the bathroom. Not even
should be dying from blood
bleeding
loss.
All over
right.
the place,
okay.
crying, screaming, you know, all of that.
I hear
Maybe
you.
The guy was just really, really not that well endowed.
The cops said the Fayetteville Police Corporal, Rick Chrisman, he says he's never seen an act this bold. And he says everyone has to stay aware. Hey. Stay aware.
Okay.
Quote,
I won't let my 3-year-old just wander off and get raped.
Here's how you do it, just in case you need
Wait,
to be told.
Here's how you do it. Don't have kids.
That's a good start.
It's a very good start.
You definitely want to keep your eye on your child and don't leave them unsupervised for any specified period of time. Oh, thank you, Mr.
Really?
Officer. You should write a parenting book. This is like...
For real?
This is groundbreaking shit. Wow. Keep your eye on... Wow. You just blew my mind, officer. Did you learn that in officer school?
Right.
Like, duh. Especially in a public place like Walmart. And any public place for that matter. And we actually do see it around the mall and stuff. Of course you do. Because you know what? Everyone in Arkansas is a ped. Everyone. Except for my ex that lives there. Now her boyfriend, on the other hand, probably a ped. Just saying. And it's not just little children either. It could be 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids. You don't know. After leaving the Fayetteville Walmart, police say Hudson went into a Springdale Walmart. They say he began asking employees there about a 10-year-old girl. They called the cops, and he got arrested. If you want to go bond him out, $250,000.
Wow.
Go
dude.
Get him out of jail. Tell him the jam hole said, hey, you fucking weirdo. All right. Hey, what's the time? I don't have a timer.
45.
45? Okay, cool. I don't have a timer anymore. That's one thing I kind of miss
That
about.
Probably bugs the shit out of you.
I know. I can't see, like...
Keep looking over, like,
Two things that bug me about this, and I'm sure if I mess around with it, I'll figure out how, but I can't see how many viewers I have on either camera, because we're just using the encoder, and there's no button to push to record to archive the shows, which is fine, I guess. If you want to watch the show, you should be watching either live or get the podcast version. I think we were spreading ourselves thin. Like, there were so many places to go for things. Like, all of the hits weren't on one spot. You know, we'd get, like, 200 or 300 here, and then, like, 400 or 500 over here, and then, you know. So this way, yeah. I guess it'll be better that it's all in one spot. But
Yeah.
Just a little beef I got. But if you guys know how to do that, let me know. Email info@thejamhole.com. I need a Justin.TV tutorial. But how's it working so far for our first episode?
It seems all right. I actually like the chat. The chat's pretty cool.
I dig the chat.
You can curse and shit in there without the bot coming in and regulating shit.
I wish you could see the viewer list without having to click this button.
That's kind of annoying.
But you can, if you have it full screen, you can just leave it up.
Yeah.
Which is all right, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. You guys digging it? It's working, so.
It works. That's all I can really ask for, right?
Right. It's not banned.
Right. That's true.
All right. Well, going from what we were just talking about to some more just weird shit. An unemployed man. This is important. He was superimposing the head of Harry Potter actress Emma Watson onto indecent images of children. What? Is that weird? You put Harry Potter's Emma Watson on little children's indecent images. That's weird, right?
No, not at all.
That's fucking weird.
All the time.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Unemployed John Kavanaugh, 39, of Didsbury, had admitted at a previous hearing to having 1,300 indecent images of children on his laptop. And again, we've said this before. Like, what is the appeal? I do not understand that. At all. Like,
I
not
don't either,
even.
Dude.
They're annoying, they whine, they're dirty and gross, and there's nothing there, dude. That is so weird to me.
It's that smooth.
That's so
skin.
Weird.
They're I
have like
no
little
idea.
Boys. I mean, like, what's the difference at that point, you know? People are fucked up.
Absolutely nothing. I have no clue.
Eight
dude.
Pictures had Miss Watson's head digitally edited onto the bodies of naked young children. That would be even more weird. Now you have this weird big head on this weird little... Like, that is so fucked. So fucked. He's given 3-year community order, whatever that means. Judge banned Kavanaugh from contacting the actress. Well, that's good. And from using the internet, except for gaining employment. Ooh. What would you do if a judge banned you from using the internet?
You mean, like, Dade? From
exactly yeah. Zero cool.
No, you're not even allowed to use like a touch.
No electronic. Not even an MP3 player. Not even a droid. Oh man, I would be so fucked. That's weird that the judge like banned him from contacting the actress. Like the actress actually gave him those pictures. You know, that's a weird thing. You cool?
Oh yeah, I'm totally cool.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
You're the worst co-host ever, by
Sometimes.
The way. Most of the time lately.
Thanks. You want me to just, like, leave?
What Would up? It make a what difference? I mean,
Ouch,
I guess...
bro.
Well, you're not saying anything. If I wanted to do a show by myself, I would have just not called you to come over. I know the chat's, like, really fun to
I'm
talk
not
about.
Even in the chat.
Your camo coat you used to wear back in the day. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. It's weird, totally being a jerk, but it's all right. I'm used to it by now.
Mike says, call me, Matt. We'll do a show. I bet Mike would pay attention.
Yes, please replace me. And you can also suck his dick when he's in a shitty mood. Have fun with that.
Nice.
Anyway, go on.
No, I'm done.
Then what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What?
You don't have any other stories?
I got tons.
Well, then do you want to do another story? Or do you want to sit here and get awkward and rag on me for being a shitty co-host?
Well, could you pay attention for a minute? We're almost done. I know an hour is hard to pay attention for, but...
I was reading something for fucking a minute at the end of your damn story and didn't pay attention for a fucking minute. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Apology accepted. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you for apologizing. Uh-huh. It means a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, gonna move on?
Might as well. Faith healing in Oregon. A couple belonging to a Clackamas County faith healing church is facing charges in the death of their blank.
Child? I don't know.
Baby?
Baby.
Thank you. Dale and Shannon Hickman. Hickman, were arraigned Monday on charges of second-degree manslaughter. Their trial is scheduled November 19th. The Hickmans are the third couple, identified as members of the Followers of Christ Church, to face criminal charges in death of a child during the past 2 years. The church shuns professional medical help in favor of prayer and anointing the sick with oil. How is that
oil
working
and
out?
Yeah, that's going to save everyone, okay? I had a tumor. Oh, oil and prayer will fucking get rid of that. No problem. You fucking idiots.
Does that work, though? Like,
no.
Is everyone in your congregation dying because no one's, like, getting healed? The, like, three people that got sick because they got a cold and all of a sudden got better gave them renewed faith. They got better because we were praying.
Of course.
No, they got better because they got over their cold. You fucking idiots.
Nah, it was the prayer.
The Hickman son was born prematurely and lived less than a day after his birth last September.
Thank God, I mean,
the
so
baby
sad.
Died from pneumonia and underdeveloped lungs. About 24 church members accompanied the Hickmans into courthouse. The couple's attorneys entered a not guilty plea and requested a jury trial. They were released. The state medical examiner's office has estimated that in the past 30 years, more than 20 children of church members have died of preventable or curable conditions. Compared to how many that lived, how many you think they actually healed by praying?
Zero.
You know what that's called? Evidence. Not in your
and most,
favor.
Most children that are born prematurely are fucking, victim of undeveloped lungs. Most of them are. That's the last thing to fully develop.
But if it's handled in a hospital, they are saved every time.
Well, no, not every time.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah, not...
It's something we can help.
Well, see, there's a bypass system when the baby's actually in the womb, because the lungs aren't being used in the womb, obviously.
Right, right.
And there's a bypass system that allows, it's a artery or a vein or some shit that goes right around the lungs. So, because the lungs don't need any blood at that point.
It's all hooked up the umbilical cord.
Right, something like that. But it bypasses the lungs, so that way it goes to the rest of the body and uses the blood for other things rather than the lungs, because the baby is not using the lungs at that point in time. Now, when a baby is born prematurely and the lungs aren't fully developed, a lot of times that bypass system hasn't dissolved yet, hasn't fixed itself yet. So the baby's lungs are not getting any blood. Now, if that happens, a lot of the times, even in a hospital, the baby has like an 80-20, chance of fucking dying.
Right. They put him in the incubator with the ventilator
right.
and all that.
Well,
and then
sometimes
let the lungs
they have
develop.
To do open heart or open chest surgery or whatever to fucking, clip that bypass so the fucking lungs are getting supplied with blood and oxygen.
You could just pray for Jesus to do that.
Of course, yeah.
And it would happen, right?
No.
Oh, no.
You could pray, though, if you wanted to.
I think
to.
The most that would happen is, a priest would come in and fuck your little dying baby and then leave. That's just how it goes. That's just how it goes.
God, I'm so informative when it comes to health stuff. I watch Discovery Health way too much. But it's so great. I can't help it. It's so great.
What's been on lately?
Trauma in the ER. Trauma life in the ER or some shit. NICU.
How's the Hit Had or Heard a Swamp show? The Swamp Thing
amazing,
show.
Amazing. Amazing.
Taking you back to the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Fucking awesome. And Pawn Stars. Digging that. But that's on the History Channel. And so is Swamp People.
Nice. These people were released on bail earlier this summer. $250,000 bail.
Damn.
I can't believe that, though. 30 years. That's almost a child a year, almost. 20 have died in the last 30 years because of this. Just of preventable or curable conditions. That is not good odds. Like, if I was doubting my faith and I looked at those numbers, I would be like, clearly, we're fucked. Clearly.
Well, yeah.
In 99, after debate, the legislature ended a spiritual healing defense, allowing parents to be prosecuted. Good job. Since then, Clackamas County officials have investigated a few deaths of newborns. The deaths of two relatives in 08 led to prosecutions. In March of 08, 15-month-old Ava Worthington died of pneumonia and a blood infection that doctors said could have been treated. Her parents, Rylene and Brant, were acquitted last summer of manslaughter charges. Brant was convicted of criminal mistreatment and served 2 months in jail. And then in June of 08, 16-year-old Neil Beagley died of complications. Oh, we did this story. From the urinary tract infection, or the urinary tract blockage. Mm-hmm. Treatable up to the day he died, in the opinion of doctors. His parents, Jeff and
totally
Marcy,
neglected.
Were convicted of criminally negligent homicide and are serving 16-month sentences. That is so crazy.
That's because you're an idiot and you believe faith healing was going to do something. It
but like, what
is
does,
not going to do anything.
What does the pastor of this church do when everyone goes to church on Sunday and they're like, so another baby died? Oh, well, praise the Lord. Y'all just not all praying hard enough.
No, he's probably like, it wasn't meant to be. God wanted his
God works
back.
A mystery. That's such a cop-out.
I know.
I wish I could get away
this
with
all
saying
for a reason,
cop-out
my son.
Bullshit like that.
I know.
And people would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Everything.
But people still, like, believe that stuff.
Everything happens for a reason, my son.
So did this happen for a reason? A man is suing a church where he said he hurt himself in a fall as a result of being swaddled mummy style in toilet paper and plastic wrap during a youth event. Donald Waltmeyer, 53, of East Dundee, filed the suit in Kane County this month against...
Just to say Dundee.
Dundee. Against Highland Fellowship Church. The suit alleges that Waltmeyer was injured during a youth night at the church in August of 08 while acting as a volunteer leader. According to the lawsuit, the church's youth pastor had organized a mummy race in which each of four volunteer leaders was wrapped in toilet paper and plastic wrap, so their movements were severely restricted. The leaders' heads were also enclosed in the mummy wrap, limiting their field of vision. The four were then directed to race each other, which required hopping because their legs were bound by the plastic wrap. During the race, Waltmeyer lost his balance, fell, hit his head with great force. The church acted negligently in failing to provide spotters, the lawsuit said. Wasn't that your job? Weren't you the leader? You were the leader there, not the church. He's seeking damages more than $50,000. Jesus. Because you fucking fell and hit your head because you didn't tell someone to spot you. What a fucking scam. That is so awesome, though. I wish I could just do something ridiculously stupid that was totally my fault, blame somebody else, sue the fuck out of that other person, and get bank.
Well, go to Walmart and do something stupid. Go walk in the area that it says, you know, caution is floor
wet.
No,
it can't be a place like that, though, because they'll just drown the lawsuit out. They can afford to keep it going longer than I can.
Well,
you do
can
sell
outside of court. You'll get some cash, but
yeah,
it won't make the papers.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck. I don't think they give a fuck. They're selling toys from China that is lead paint. Like, they don't give a fuck. So.
Or go, like, you know, go there at night, you know, when they're out there with those floor buffers and shit. And get hurt on one of those somehow.
That would be awesome.
Yes. I know how to crank those fuckers up, too. I know where they're at. Yay.
They're having some gang problems in the UK.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's up with them?
Gangland thugs armed with chisels chopped off a young man's penis. in a gruesome attack beside a main road. Chopped off his penis with a chisel.
That sounds pretty painful.
26-year-old Brian Hanlon was attacked. It came a week after his twin brother, James, had holes bored in his head with a power drill in another targeted underworld assault. Werewolves and vampires, man, I'm telling you, they do not get along.
Well, of course not.
Police are horrified by the brazen nature of both attacks and the savage violence used. The Hanlon twins were both close pals of murdered gangland enforcer Kevin Gerbil Carroll. Gerbil, Gerbil is in quotes. They call me Gerbil because I'm always up everybody's ass. Bah! As well as the grisly injuries to his private parts, Ryan, 26, was left with multiple fractures and severe head injuries. He is critically ill in hospital. It's understood he also suffered injuries to his back passage inflicted by a chisel. What is the back passage? Is that the butthole?
I would assume so.
The back passage?
Back passage.
I don't understand probably, some
the
of
anus.
This. The anus. He was driving.
Something like that.
He was driving down this road in Glasgow, 11:30 Sunday night, when he was run off the road by a silver BMW 5 Series and a dark-colored 4x4. His Audi S4 hit a wall and he was hauled out. Up to 7 thugs armed with chisels and hammers took part in the attack. Damn. If you're gonna fuck around in the dope game, man, you better make sure you're either packing heat or you got like 7 thugs armed with fucking chisels and hammers, cause that somebody else does and they will fuck you up. Police are treating it as attempted murder. Quote, there is no doubt that going by the ferocity of the attack, the intent was to kill this young man. Thank you, police. People who saw this may be thinking these were boy racers or it was a road rage incident. But this was really violent and horrific assault, and we are really keen to speak to anyone who may have seen these cars on the road. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the tactics were used in the assault, strikingly similar to the ambush on his brother. He was driving a silver Vauxhall Vectra, tailed for about 4 miles by thugs in a black Audi A4 convertible. They rammed his car twice, and then there was a red Ford Focus waiting in the other lane. 6 men armed with power drills, hammers, and chisels piled out of the car and chased him. He tried to run. He was pinned down. Then they drilled a hole in his head. That is some thug shit,
some
man.
Some lobotomies going on.
Fuck. Some gangland thug shit. That's crazy. Like, your brother gets fucked up like that, and then, like, a couple weeks later, you do?
That's,
Get your little pecker chopped off.
Pretty nuts.
That's fucking crazy nuts, dude.
Ugh.
Crazy nuts.
Ow. God. Who wants a lobotomy? Lobotomize.
Lobotomy!
Yay.
So. Ugh. Well.
Well.
Is that about it?
We're at 103.
I'm good. That's about it.
Whatever you would like to
do. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out and all that. Remember, September 25th, we're having a party at thejamhole.com/404. Fuck all that other bullshit. Come hang out. It's going to be a good time. Sean is planning a camping trip Thursday and Friday, 23rd and 24th. Raise your hand if you're going to be here.
Yay!
People in the chat. It's going to be great. So yeah, RSVP. Make sure you're a member of the Jam Hole Facebook group. You can RSVP for the camping trip and the live show. It's going to be a blast. I'm super stoked. If you want to see what's up with the first live show we did, thejamhole.com/250. You can see the trailer there. Get the video for $5. Help us pay some motherfucking bills. Thejamhole.com/donate.
That would be wonderful.
This shit ain't cheap.
No, it's not. Ever.
It'd be a lot cheaper if we just did the podcast just for us to listen to. Like, fuck all the listeners.
Well, yeah, of course. Because
I wouldn't need a server.
Talk.
I'd just have it here to put on my iPod.
And then
my
we
droid.
Would be the only ones that
yeah.
get that.
But anyway,
awesomeness.
That's right. Servers are expensive, and you guys love how fast the download speeds are. I do. I know you do. So hook it
of
up.
Of course.
Every month, $140. It's what we pay to do this for you. So, I know there's a bunch of you. There's more than 140 of you. I know that for a fact. Just toss us a buck. Help that shit. Email info@thejamhole.com. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Text me, 406-848-1739. We got the Twitters and the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the YouTubes. Put up new songs, new hip-hop freshness for y'all at thejamhole.com/music. You want to hear me sing, like, for real? Check out Blue Dreams. There's a couple of solo Sean songs up there. Check out Enter Lyrical. Check out Get It Nasty. Wonderful songs. And, yeah, I got Blue Dreams up there. Check out Autobiography. Check out What Do I Know. Check out Rhymes in the Rain. That is my fucking masterpiece. I love that song.
Which one?
So much. Rhymes in the Rain.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one. I like that one a lot.
So, yeah, check it out. Free music, free fucking podcasts. TheJamHole.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We do that shit live. TheJamHole.com/live. Come watch it. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes to all of that stuff. Because you know what? It helps.
It does help.
You may not think it helps.
I think it helps.
I know you know it helps.
I know it helps because I'm here and I see.
That's
it
right.
Help.
Absolutely.
So anyway, do we have anything else before we get the hell out of here?
No. That's all right. It. So we'll see you guys Friday. Peace out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.